Rewinding Kaya FM on FM Rewind.
This is Kaya Biz
with Gugulethu Mfuphi on Kaya FM.
All eyes will be on our TV sets and ears attached to radio stations just after 7 o'clock, Afropolitans, as the president will be delivering his State of the Nation address. But before we get to seven, of course, there's a lot that we can anticipate to uncover and review regarding the activities happening outside Parliament. Ndata John, always good to see you. You've got a long evening ahead of you listening to the State of the Nation address tonight.
Yes, hi, Gugulethu. I'm looking forward to it, actually. I always find it interesting. Not just what gets said, but also the way the president says it. I think presentation, image, language is very important at this time because the country, I don't need to remind Afropolitans, people are really battling. They're battling because of their pockets being much emptier than they used to be, which is what you cover so well. But I think people are also a little bit low on hope and a little bit low on optimism. So what is he going to say? How is he going to say it? What is he going to promise? And as one Afropolitan said last night, we want to know the how. Mm. How is he going to deliver things? So an interesting evening in prospect. Discussion and preview 6 to 7. We'll take the speech from 7. Don't know how long it'll run. We'll wait and see. And then we'll wrap up. And by 9 o'clock, we'll have a pretty good idea of what the president is going to say and, most importantly, what he plans to do.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that one. I think many of us can recall the presidential inauguration where he made that commitment to actually see the eradication of poverty in the next 25 years. So the first five of 25 years, as you say, it will be interesting to see what steps he implements there. Dr. John, all of that coming up after 6 p.m. here on Kaya FM Talk. Do stay tuned for the next 3 hours from 6 to 9 o'clock, that special broadcast of the State of the Nation Address with analysis, the live speech itself, and of course facilitated by Dr. John Perlman later this evening.
This is Kaya Biz
with Gugulethu Mfuphi on Kaya FM.
It's just after 5:45, Afropolitans, and one of my favorite times on the show here. This is where we speak to individuals about pivotal moments, pivotal times, pivotal lessons, and experiences that perhaps they've gone through, pivot points within their lives and themes that we'll unpack today. I'm actually slightly intimidated because in studio, I've got a guest who himself is a broadcaster online as well as through podcasts and is well kitted out, by the way, with regard to the equipment he has in studio. But you might be asking, what exactly will we be talking about? Well, so many themes, but really centered around technology, as Gray Jabesi. He's an entrepreneur, a blockchain enthusiast, cryptocurrency evangelist, analyst, and investor based here in South Africa. A warm welcome to Kaya Biz.
Thank you so much, Gugu. I appreciate it. It's funny that you say that you're intimidated. I should be intimidated because I just don't do it as big as you do it, you know?
Oh, no. I've actually been watching, and for Afropolitans, if you don't know, Gray, your CV displays so many talents, so many abilities, and essentially you run a YouTube channel. You also were the founder and producer of the Gray Avenue podcast, and you get to engage with several business individuals, personalities, entrepreneurs, and a variety of speakers overall. So your level of experience is certainly great.
Thank you. I think it's just a different setup. It's kind of, we're doing the same thing, just in a very different way. I can't make it to radio. I don't think I have what it takes. You know, you have to be very charismatic like you are. So it's just a different.
So let me stop being a fan for a moment and actually I get to the conversation. You are a true African and Afropolitan, born and raised in Malawi. You spent most of your time here in South Africa since the age of 17. But what really strikes me about you is your passion for cryptocurrencies as well as how blockchain technology can advance the world. I think sometimes we get so intimidated by technology and believe that some themes and topics become fads. But that's not how you view the current stage that we're in right now.
Yeah, look, as far as cryptocurrency or just things in general that seem unusual or seemingly intimidating to people, it's just a matter of taking the time, looking into things, and then, you know, you figure out that most things that seem complicated, it's just because they're much more natural way of doing things, and we live in an artificial world. So you might think that technology is actually the artificial way of doing things, but to some level it goes backwards, right? Because cryptocurrencies came up with this whole peer-to-peer finance.
Yes.
Whereas you don't have middlemen. That's actually how business is supposed to be done. You know, we want to exchange things. Let's do it right away without having someone in or between us to kind of facilitate things or tell us what to do.
Yeah. What also strikes me about your views on technology and the lessons that you try to teach people through your various platforms is really understanding that the technicalities and the content itself doesn't need to be difficult to understand or translate. And I bring this up because so often when we think about the African continent, it's a third world country. We're still underdeveloped. We are economies that are still trying to really drive equality within our nations. How do you see technology in the form of blockchain and cryptocurrency perhaps being that panacea that can aid us in finding solutions?
Yeah, so if you look at it from the macroeconomic point of view, mm-hmm. which I think most of microeconomics is BS, personally, I think.
Yeah.
You think all those things are, you know, in Africa we have this position, things are not looking good, what are we going to do? But then if you look at things at a microeconomics point of view, which a lot of things make sense, you see that there's already a lot of activity happening.
Uh-huh.
So things like Bitcoin, for example, they're opening doors for a lot of people. You know, it's technology is actually a winsome game. A good example, think about this. The Google that Bill Gates uses for him to search is exactly the same as you do. There's no special Google for the rich.
It equalizes us all, right?
It's the best equalizer. So now you have facilities or platforms that are used for all, because from the network effects point of view, it works for everyone involved for these things to be used by anyone, right? So cryptocurrencies, you know, remove the entry barrier to like to the economic system, which a lot of us without things like that we're actually barred from it.
Yes,
right. You need to open a bank account for you to be in the system to
I'm
have a credit record.
I'm glad you bring that up because, of course, just this week Facebook announced the launch of Libra in 2020. It might receive a lot more pushback though, given regulators, but that's just the point. Facebook, an international company looking to solve issues of financial access and financial inclusion on the African continent, are they the ones to do it and to get it right versus the technology we've seen like M-Pesa coming out of East Africa?
So, look, the banks are not in the business of helping people become economically stable or economically free. You know, they're not. You never see that message from them. Tell me a bank that talks about economic freedom. No, they're in the business of dating people, for example. You know, they need you to put you in debt. So there isn't too much incentive for them to fight for the small guy to get involved in economic activities. As for regulators, I don't really worry about people like that because they don't create anything. You know, they don't make value to the economy. They're rent seekers. They collect money from activity that's happening in the market. You create a product, you get taxed from it. The regulators get paid from that. So I don't think it's in their place to say anything. That even if they can go against something like Libra, the cryptocurrency that's coming with Facebook or any other cryptocurrency. But then ask them, so what's the solution, right? I cannot send money from here to Zim or to Nigeria or to Ghana or to the States in a very easy way. So you can say that, okay, we have a problem with this, but then what's the solution? So I think people like Facebook, they're solution-based companies, right? They have developers, they think of something, they try to do it. So regulation can come and say, okay, what about this? And they will just find another way to, it's technology, you know, it's all code, you can change it up.
Sure.
Much like how Bitcoin is very difficult to regulate because it goes beyond regulation frameworks.
Exactly. Yeah. Afropolitans, if you've just joined us, we are having a critical conversation with our Pivot Point guest. His name is Gray Jabesi. He's an entrepreneur, a blockchain enthusiast, cryptocurrency evangelist, analyst, and investor based here in South Africa, but someone with a real passion for the African continent and just understanding really how the theme of technology and ongoing communication can actually change this landscape. Gray, there's a lot of themes that you've actually mentioned in your previous answer that really speak to perhaps a change in leadership, right? That might be required. And why I ask this is because you were a young individual. We're still in the middle of June month or youth month in South Africa. And it really speaks to a different level of leadership that might be required within young people in South Africa and across the continent. How do you see that coming through? And I relate this specifically to the individuals that you managed to engage with.
So I think that leadership should start from the personal level. Before you identify yourself as part of the group, you need to start with yourself first. So we have to start from there, you know, with self-accountability. You have to, at least from the most laws of hierarchy, you need to be right yourself, right? So I think for every young person should be thriving for economic empowerment and actually kind of economic freedom, I think is the right way to put it. So that can be done in so many ways now that we have the internet. gives us a lot of leverage. In terms of, you know, the leadership that you're talking about, it's a very hard problem to solve. So,
and that's why I bring it up, right? Because the current leaders are not going to be leaders forever. There's two things that are guaranteed in life, death and taxes. And ultimately, you and I will be 60 one day. We might even reach 100 one day. Mm. And we'll be the leadership that will be criticized or questioned or adored for the changes that you bring about.
Maybe not.
Really?
I don't think, you know, the thing is the system that's wrong. It's not really the leaders. So I don't think this can really be fixed unless you fix the system itself, because even if you had to go there, you'll start thinking like them because of the circumstances. You have political parties involved, you have sides you have to pick. So when you have those kind of situations, you have to play by how the game is being played. It's a game at the end of the day.
And how do you believe we have to change that? How would you change the system?
I would need to leverage a lot of things to technology other than human decision making, right? Because what you do in a leadership forum, as you put it, is it's just you giving too much power to a person who has so many flaws, and then you're giving too much power that you can't even take away at will. So even if things go wrong, there's nothing you can do about it. And if things go wrong, they have no skin in the game. So if the minister does something wrong, all they do, they get fired. But we still have to bear the risk or pay back the money that was lost.
And the consequences at the end of the day.
Yeah. So.
Afropolitans, if you've just joined us, we're in an insightful conversation with Gray Jabesi, well known for being a strong spokesperson on all things technology, also a broadcaster, I can say, and an entrepreneur himself. Gray, we literally have a minute to go before we have to wrap up the show, but I really want to get a sense and understanding from you that through the various platforms where you engage with people like Suzal and individuals about how certain community groups become super wealthy and understanding various technical terms, what are the pivotal changes and moves that you hope to implement through the work that you do?
I mean, the future is hard to predict, but you know, my thing with the Hardcore Crypto, that's my YouTube channel on YouTube, is just to have philosophical conversations about cryptocurrency and Africa and how technology, we can leverage technologies to make us better. So however that plays out in the next few years, I don't know, but you know, hopefully it's going to be much better than it is today. The Gray F podcast, I just try to learn from as much people as I can, you know, people like you or any other person who are doing great things out there.
Thank you.
And from that, I hope that I'll be able to be exposed to a lot more things and take more risks, calculated risk as I go, which obviously pays out over time. You know, I think my life has changed a lot since I started creating all those things. So.
Would you say that technology has enabled you to access more information and as a result placed you in the position that you're in?
100%. It's exactly what it is, yeah.
And exactly what we look to fight for and push for across the African continent. There's so much more that we can discuss and explore with you because there's a lot that you're certainly into, and I certainly hope we'll touch base again.
Maybe we should just be on a podcast. You should be on my podcast and we talk about everything.
I like that. Sharing content and access to information. And of course, given the world of technology that we live in, these are the themes that are naturally enabled. Mm-hmm. Afropolitans, we've been engaging with Gray Jabesi. He's an entrepreneur, blockchain enthusiast, cryptocurrency evangelist, and an analyst and investor based in Cape Town, South Africa, but a true Afropolitan in the sense of his reach regarding technology being that enabler to really help us leapfrog certain stages of development. That's where we'll wrap up the show for today. Naturally, all eyes and ears on Kaya FM this evening. Stay tuned for the State of the Nation address, which will be a special broadcast with John Pullman after 6 o'clock.
Rewinding Kaya FM on FM Rewind. Visit kayafm.co.za for more.